Welcome to a lovely little special garden episode of Coco's Petty Podcast. I'm your host, Miss Coco, and I am joined here today by Miss Val Mirza, local Charlotte musician.
Say hi, Val. Hi. Oh, God, I beat you to it.
Shocker.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm feeling okay. It's been a wild few weeks, but you know, it's good. I'll figure it out. I always do somehow.
Yeah. And you got a glass of wine.
Yes, I
do. In nature.
Yes.
Just two queer ladies in the garden. Oh yeah, no. Yeah. I should have brought some.
It's fine. Worth it.
I should have brought some off-brand allergy
medications. I have those off-brand allergy medications, and they do very minimal for me, but it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
You can't double dose because it might kill you, but it's fine.
Wait, really? I can't? Oops. Oopsie daisy.
Whoopsie. I mean, you're still here.
Some fucking how. That's a child. All right.
Us doing our absolute best. Cheers.
Listen.
Now, Miss Val recently released her very first EP, Colors. Yes. And you can stream that on any streaming platform. You can stream it anywhere and everywhere. Honestly, personally, I know that Hey Stranger was a single that you dropped beforehand.
Yes.
I loved that. Home is incredible.
Thank you.
I know that the mom song wasn't a part of that.
Mm-mm.
But that was also a single that you recently dropped, like...
Yeah, 2 days after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Because
she petty. snaps for that.
No, Colors. Yeah, that... Oh, my God. That... We recorded it from September to February? March? No, actually. We finished in February. And what's crazy is... Okay, so I released my debut single, This Is My 23, in July of 2023, and it did really well. Like, I worked really hard on promotion and everything. Like, I tore to promote my music, and then Hey Stranger was going to be dropping in late January, and then I got an email from my distributor, DistroKid, a week before Hey Stranger is supposed to be released, and they say, hey, all of your streams are fake, 100% of your streams are fake, you bought all your streams, so we're taking the song down. So that was obviously very upsetting. I got 14,000 streams in 6 months. I worked really hard for them. I like reached out to like playlists. I never paid for anything. So I like hit up my producer and I was like, hey, think we can manage to fit one more song on this 4-song EP that we just finished? And he's like, that is really ambitious. If you want to announce that in a week, go ahead. But it might not be done in time. And we ended up recording the entire thing with a little time to spare, so it became a 5-song EP, and it was really cool.
Yay.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
It turned out so well.
I'm becoming a little more vocal about like how the last few months have been for me, like, but to listen to how it came out and also knowing in hindsight, like, what I was going through, like, when I was recording that. Not necessarily when I was writing the songs, but when I was, like, in the studio, like, putting everything together with Chris, like, it makes me almost, like, a little emotional. It's like, damn, I really did that. But also, I did that during that. Like, what? Yeah.
Because she's what? A bad bitch.
This is what I've been... Listen, all my bitches
Period.
Are bad.
Period.
This is what I've been saying.
Damn right they are. Cheers to that. Isn't that just a lovely little... just a clink.
Ooh, that might be a new thing. Let's go. Tickle. Oh, yeah, that's
the
thing.
The audio stem.
Part. Yes, I think. I don't know. I don't know enough about this. I feel like I should. I didn't find out until recently-ish. No, it's been years. Anyway. Oh, God.
Yeah,
definitely didn't
enough.
Take my Adderall today. Good for the good.
Not the ADHD.
Girl. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So
tell me a little bit about, like, the lore behind each of these songs. Let's talk about Home.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, like, I'm obsessed.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm going to go from, like, the track list and down.
Go for it.
Okay. Yep. So Whatever It Takes is actually the first song I ever wrote. And it's about a long-distance relationship. I was 18 when I started it, and I was around 19 when I finished it. I was living in New Jersey. He was living in Montreal. I was 18. I didn't know any better. It was a long distance relationship we were in for about a year and a half, 2 years. And that was like, he was, he kept, like, insisting that the distance wasn't an issue, and then kept, like, even though, like, it obviously was, but he would never say it, so it was very confusing for me. And he was, like, just super young and stupid, but also, like, manipulative. I don't think maliciously, even today. I don't think that's the case, even though he's still a little silly now. I just had to block him again, like, a couple days ago. It was 7 years, bro. Like, please! And he's... No, that's the thing. It's like, y'all, like...
I just almost said something so nasty.
Say it. You can cut it.
I won't cut it. That's the problem.
But what is it?
Damn. Coochie must have gorilla grip if she lasted 7 years on his brain.
I knew that you were going to say something about my hoo-ha. I knew it. I fucking knew it. Yeah. Anyway. oh god, the sexual harassment DMs coming in, like, it's fine. It's nothing I'm
Girl,
not used to.
Crazy.
Shy. So is this, anyway. gang. But like men will, I'm just gonna say it. Men will, like, be hung up on the same woman for over a decade and still, like, have gotten into, like, relationships since then. But, like, it's, like, the one that got away thing is so real. I don't have that. So many. And it's just like, y'all, it wasn't that good. It was good. I don't think it was that good. I wouldn't know, but, like, I don't think it was that good. It was that good.
it was good for them.
Yo, the way my ex never made me. Anyway, yeah, it was not great.
Been there, girl.
It's fine.
Both my exes. So many a hookup.
Oh my god, there was only one guy, and he was like a situationship, and I rewrote the 10-minute version of All Too Well by Taylor Swift to be about him, and rewrote Champagne Problems. That's how you know someone made you. Alright, so, that was Whatever It Takes. Next is Could Have Been Me. Actually, that is about, my first music ex. Yeah, it's funny because, like, he was actually, like, abusive. Like, I was 20, he was 19. We were together for, like, a year. But he, like, I remember, like, when I was writing it, I was kind of in, like, that pick-me mode where, like, I saw him kind of, like, moving on afterwards. And I was like, well, she can't be me. She couldn't be me. She could never be me. Like, I'm her. Like, and then I realized, like, as I was, like, the song was coming to a close, like, I was like, fuck, man, that could have been me. Like, goddamn. And, yeah, I actually, some crazy lore behind that, is that, his, most recent girlfriend, she, like, I had been, like, this was, like, 4 years ago. But I was still thinking about the whole thing, and, like, I wanted to warn whoever, like, he, like, sexually assaulted me, like, and you don't have to cut that. I have no problems with people knowing that. He physically hurt me, like, and I wanted to reach out to the new girl he was dating, and he was intentionally not tagging her so that I couldn't find her. And then finally one day he slipped up last year, around this time of year actually, and I reached out to her. And I explained the situation. She found out that he had been cheating on her for a while, like several times, and was like super depraved human being. And of course, like she left him, and now she is currently with the love of her life. So that makes me really happy.
Good.
Yeah. No, new friends.
Women supporting love women.
Her. Oh my god, yes. And then like after that, like I reached out to like one of his other exes. I was like, hey, like I don't mean to like rock the boat or anything. Like I see you doing so well, and I've kind of been like obsessed with you because I love like watching you thrive. But I just wanted you to know that like I am also like an ex of his, Joe's, and like I'm really happy you found your person. And then it's like women supporting women, you know, just like, yeah, it's made me happy, made me smile. Yeah.
So and then, you can make a friend.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my god, a common enemy. We're like the opposite of his fan club.
The opposite of his fan club.
Fucking hell.
Period.
Okay, so then this is my 23. Oh, there's like quite a bit of lore behind that one. I think that's the one with the most. So this is my 23rd. Obviously, I wrote it like pretty soon after my 23rd birthday. And at the time, I was... It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that I was getting played by a guy in his 30s. So that's where that line came from. But I kind of like I was kind of spiraling. It's like, oh my God, I'm 23 and like I just graduated college and I have a job and like all that, which is fine. But it's like I see so many of my friends like getting engaged and getting married. Like it's like 23. Like that. But it's kind of like almost like an affirmation to myself that like, this is okay, and I didn't realize that it would speak to so many people, no matter their ages, even if they weren't 23, even if they were younger, older, it's like, there's something that everyone can relate to, which is really cool. But, fun fact about this in my 23, is that line where it goes, but guys in their 30s play the same old game, just like nothing ever fucking changes. Can confirm, at 26 now, but so I was at an open mic.
It's great. Last that was year. 3 years ago. Oh my God. Holy that's.
Shit. I don't even think about Johnny anymore. That's crazy. Oh like, my God. Oh God. He, Amish farmer looking motherfucker. Like, no, like he.
Not the beard and everything.
Oh my God. He was so ugly, Coco. Like, like I remember, like, I saw this tweet or, like, meme that it was like, I hate to see a pretty girl with a man that looks like he negotiated his way onto Earth. It's like, I have a
that's foul.
Type,
I
clearly.
Love it.
God.
Not a medium ugly white man.
I, no, dead out, no.
Not a medium ugly white
I'm
man.
Trying, and they're all just buzzing, and they age like, anyway.
They age like milk.
Dude, it's so bad. You've seen my most recent one. Let that stand there. I'm gonna fuck. If you want, oh no. But, anyway.
It was the ponytail for me.
So bad. Like, God,
I mean,
talk
it was
about
also
a
the
lapse
abuse,
in judgment.
Like
that too. The whole, like,
but
nearly
like
breaking
ponytail.
My arm. Like, that's like a whole thing. I don't know.
But, like, the ponytail. But, like. That was disrespectful.
It's like, you could talk about a fucking Lennon complex. Jesus Christ. But anyway.
With his same glasses. Jesus.
Oh my God. Aussie ass. Okay. Not even, doesn't even sound as good. Not that
doesn't even.
That line, and this is my 23, like, the reason it happened like that, I used to sing it. Like, it used to be, but guys in their 30s played the same old games, it's like nothing ever changes. And then once I was at an open mic, and this guy, who, like, seemed like he would have been a little older, he, like, tried me. And I was drunk, and, like, not drunk, I was, like, pretty tipsy, though. So, like, my inhibitions were pretty lowered. So, I obviously went off on him, you know, as I do when a man tries me, until he puts his head through a door. Not him, but my ex. Anyway. my Venmo is Valmer's. I have to pay for the damages that he caused. But, shameless plug. God, I'm all over the place. I really did not take my Adderall today.
It's okay.
Yeah. But he, like... I, like, looked right at him when I was playing the song, but guys in their 30s play the same old games. It's like nothing. Oh, there's no camera. But I'm, like, shaking my head yelling for the listener. But, yeah. That,
we love an auditory description.
Oh, yeah. Listen. And that's how that... and it stuck. And that's how I ended up recording it. So, yeah. And then Hey Stranger, I wrote that. That was one of the first songs I wrote after I moved to Charlotte. I moved here, and then, like, I met somebody very quickly, and I wrote a song, like, 3 weeks after I met him, because, that is part of the songwriter description, job description. That was, like, that's probably my favorite song off the EP, I think just because, I'll talk about that in a sec, but that's what Hey Stranger is about, is kind of like, oh, like, you meet someone who kind of makes you believe in love again, because I'd been single, like, 3 years before I met him. And then Home is the second song that I wrote about him. Not the last, but that's the last song off the EP. And that's kind of how, like, I feel like a lot of people in Charlotte actually could relate to it because there are so many transplants here that, like, there are so many people that have moved from out of town or out of state and then moved here and then met somebody that made them even more glad that they moved here because it's like, oh, then I wouldn't have found you. And it's like, so... Yeah, and the thing is, like, a lot of love songs that I've written have not aged well, obviously, And the thing is, like, we're not together anymore, but they, like, they still are true. Like, they're still, because he, like, sometimes, like, the relationship just doesn't work out. Sometimes it's not, like, personalities clash. It doesn't mean that somebody did something horrible, or, like, sometimes people are either immature, or they're confused, or, like, or they're just not a good fit, and that's okay. And that was the case for him. Not all of them, though. When they are the villain, they're getting testimony in the form of albums.
Give them their Marvel storyline, bestie.
Oh, girl.
Give them that villain arc.
Oh, yeah. But also, okay, so the reason I was going to say Hey Stranger is my favorite song off the EP is because when I first went into the studio with Chris, Gingercat Sounds, plugging my boy, he's extremely talented, especially if you're a pop artist, but, like, he does a bunch of other genres, too. But he, like, when we first started, Whatever It Takes was the first song we worked on, and because I had such little, like, production experience, like, I didn't really know how to articulate what I wanted, so, like, I didn't have as much input into that song, at least at the beginning, because I didn't know what to do, I didn't know how to do it. And then by, like, Hey Stranger was the last song that we worked on. By then, that's the song that I have the most input on, and that has the most of me. And I'm sure, like, you could kind of hear that. Like, the whole 1989 vibe, like, yeah.
And that's part of why I fuck with it so hard.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, like, that has the most me in it, which is why I chose it as the first single for the EP. And... But it's also,
good choice,
like...
Good choice,
thank you, thank you. No, it's a bop.
It's a wonderful pair. It's a wonderful pairing.
Dude, oh my God. And then, like, Could Have Been Me. And, like, yeah, it's... That's probably why it's my... I feel like it's most representative of what I, like, want to sound like. And then, like, for future releases, hint, hint. Well, actually, I was gonna... Yeah, we'll see if I'm gonna release that song now. I gotta figure some shit out first. Yeah.
Might be delayed, but it's okay.
It's okay.
We look forward to whatever it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is that's kind of the lore behind the EP. And yeah, and like the reason I called it Colors was because, well, first of all, like the main reason is synesthesia. Like not a lot of people know this about me, I guess, but like if you look up synesthesia, like I'm sure you know what it is, but like for me, it's basically I experience emotions and colors, so it's hard to explain, obviously, but like that's what it is for me. So that's each like each person that I meet is kind of like assigned a color when I first meet them. You're yellow. And also they never change color. There's only one person who has ever changed color, ever. No, two! Fuck. I'm still not sure what that means. I don't know.
Like when they change color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do know. But it's also like colors, like the way, like color is different to everybody. Like people perceive color completely differently. Like whether it's like just physically or culturally or like mentally, like there's so many different ways that like colors affect our lives the same way that people do, and it's like it's really cool. It's like how like people like the what I like released a, like a statement thing, like a note about colors when it first came out. I was like, understanding people is similar to understanding colors and like how they affect our lives. Like it would take centuries to fully comprehend, and it's like, but they shape our worldview, like colors and people do. And so
with that, is there a particular reason that you chose the specific colors of like the paint splatter on the cover art?
Nope. It that just was very good. Random. It looked good, yeah.
It looked good, yeah. Oh, I'm here for that shit.
Thank you.
Yellow. I'm here for yellow.
You should be.
I love a little yellow moment. Pairs well with my eyes. Look, yeah. Touch of green.
Oh, you're, yes. That makes sense. Yes. Okay, sis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The mom song.
Ooh.
Are you prepared to talk about that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So... I wrote that, oh my God, I wrote that, like, think winter of 2022 or like beginning of 2023. Like,
there's so much fucking power in it.
Thank you so much. Like, that, I mean, like, I wrote it and it was obviously like a very, like, cathartic process. And I'd performed it a couple times, and like that's part of why I love performing originals live. It's because I can kind of like test it out and like try different things with it live before I go into the studio, which is honestly like I'm kind of glad that up until recently I haven't been able to record my stuff the way I have, because now like I have like a backlog of 25 songs that I want released, and I'm already getting an idea of how I want them to sound. Like once I get, and I wouldn't have as solid of an idea if I wasn't just stuck playing them on my guitar and piano. That song, like, I didn't, and I, oh my god, like, Chris did such an incredible job with it. Like, he played on it, like, he, everything. And, like, I remember being in the studio, and Chris, like, after a while, like, I, in hindsight, like, when I first got the mix, I was like, oh, that makes sense, because in the studio, Chris was like, hey, you wanna take a break? And I'm just oblivious. I'm just like, no, I'm good. I don't know why you're saying that in my head, but it's like, yeah, no, I'm fine. And then I listened to the first mix. I was like, holy shit, I was in pain that day. Like, and, like, I could hear it. And it's like, that's kind of also why Colors mean so much to me. It's like, I, like, other people, like, they know my music. They don't know me. So I know that I can hear my own pain and my voice throughout the entire Colors EP, and that's also part of what makes it special, because I still did that.
Yeah.
But the mom song, that
popped
when
off.
I recorded that like when things were even worse. Like, think about when that song came out.
Yeah.
Which means think about when I recorded it. So that was like
the physical shudder.
Dude, like like I, like, you saw my Instagram post, so like you know about the thing that I did like very soon after that picture was posted, like after that picture was taken of me that I just posted today. So,
yeah.
Like that's around when that happened.
Yeah.
And like I, like, recording it, I wish that I could say that it didn't negatively impact my mental health. It absolutely did. And very, like, soon after that incident, like, I remember, like, I told my best friend, I was like, I showed him the mix, and he was like, holy shit, like, that is amazing. Like, I am so proud of you. And then I was like, yeah, and I'm filming the music video in 2 weeks. And he looks at me, and he's like, friend, are you sure you want to do that? And I was like, no! And he was like, you know, you don't have to do that. You can choose, like, an easier, like,
if anything, you are a stubborn bitch, though.
One thing about me, no, like,
once you, this now is, it's a bit.
Dude, no, it's like,
now okay, we're leaning into,
oh, maybe. Yeah, to the point where it's like, I'm gonna, oh, God. But, like, I had, this was the first song that I really had, like, a clear vision of, and, like, my cinematographer, Gil, this is not for you, that's his business name, I guess, but, like, he shot, filmed the entire thing, I directed it, but, like, what? Oh, thank you.
Again. Sorry, these are the tiny little,
oh, yeah,
tiny little finger claps. Oh, my God, I'm so pale. Oh my god.
I am not. Dude, I tan so hard.
How come nobody
hard.
Told me?
Bitch. So, you guys can't see. I am not white. gang. But, like, a few weeks later, I, like, shot the video and, like, talk, like, I thought, and that was also my first experience, like, filming a music video, so I didn't, like, and, like, Gil was very, like, patient with me, especially because it was, like, extreme, like, if you listen to the song, you'll get it, like, it has, yeah, it has a lot of elements to it, and it's, like, 6 minutes long, which is, like, wild that so many, like, people, like, it's weird, like, people have, like, given me the advice that, like, you should make your songs shorter because people have shorter attention spans and they're not going to listen to it. Home, I think, is 6 or 6.5 minutes long. The mom song is 5 minutes and 58 seconds long. Those have been, like, the ones that really popped off. I mean, to be fair, I put a lot of that on Emmanuel Winter for the mom song. I mean, no, for Home. But, like, yeah, it's, like, these rules don't, like, they're not universal for any artists that are listening. But, yeah, like, I think the music video process was even harder because I have recording is easy in comparison because I have a really hard time masking, like, when I don't have to, especially. So, like, when I'm in the studio and recording, I don't have to. Like, I'm being honest, and it shows in my voice, and that's great. But when you're filming a music video, it's literally acting. Like, you have to be very aware of how it's, like, your body language is going to be perceived, because that's going to decide a lot of the success of the video. So, like, that was very weird.
Like, going into that headspace and then, like,
yeah,
after it's all said and done, then, like, coming back out of it and then experiencing that, like, watching the music video back.
Yeah, like, there were times during the shoot where, like, I would, like, be lip syncing and I would just, like, zone out, like, thinking and, like, not really flashbacks, but, like, semi-flashbacks. But, like, the,
like,
way...
Like, disassociation.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I feel like... The way that I feel about the mom song in the video is kind of how I feel about, like, for example, like, getting my sternum tattooed. Now that it's done, I don't have to do it ever again. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. I have therapy tomorrow.
Go. Oh, thank God.
Wait, what?
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I need to walk that line. Yeah.
And you need a horse tranquilizer.
They called it booty juice back when I was in the psych ward when I was, like, a teenager. Booty juice. Yeah, because they put, like, a sedative in your ass cheek.
Oh, yeah.
So we called it booty juice because it was in your ass cheek.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes
I was, like,
sense.
14, to be fair. So it's like...
I mean, to be fair, in my almost 30s, I'm going to be calling it that, too.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
Don't worry. It makes sense. It tracks.
Yeah. It
adds up. Big booty juice, booty juice.
It was so bad. Yo, that shit knocked me out for like 8 hours. Now, the
it
thing is,
was
I wasn't even doing anything bad. I was having a panic attack. And they put,
like,
me in a padded room with flickering
lights. Well, you
can't
panic
if
you're
asleep. I'm autistic, bro. Like, oh my God, that's so wrong. Oh my God. But I mean, modern problems require modern solutions.
I mean, that's the point of Benadryl. You can't sneeze if you're asleep.
It also is linked to dementia.
That explains so
much. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I love Pinot Grigio.
Sip, sip.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, but, like... I have to be careful about, like, what I do, like, publicly now, just,
yeah,
like, for, like, a little bit, which also affects my releases and my music, which really sucks. But once I get it sorted out, because, like, I'm not going to be dishonest in my music, and I'm not going to be releasing stuff just because I can't release the stuff that I really want to release. So
yeah.
I'm going to wait until I can release it. So, and, like, guess what? I have a shit ton of promo work to get me by in the meantime. I can maybe even do another music video. Like, now that I'm not spending money on production, like, I could put it towards a video. I could work on booking more gigs for myself. Like, also, like, I recently got a booking agent. Just, like, I don't have to worry that much anymore about, like, booking
shows.
Just
one more thing off your plate.
That was the biggest thing for me for a long time because I was just starting out. I had no connections. Now I do.
Yeah.
So.
I love that, though.
Thank you.
Is there a particular song that you want to see a music video for next?
See, the thing is, like, yes, it's called Lonely, and you can find, like, clips of it on, like, my Instagram and stuff, but, like...
So teasing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, edging the audience.
Like, yeah, exactly, and it's, like, they're live versions, too, so it's either me on guitar or piano and singing, like, or with a band, but there's no, like, produced
acoustic
version yet.
Yeah.
And I haven't even started the production process. I don't even have a rough track for it because I thought, like, I was going to be releasing something else. Turns out, maybe I shouldn't right now.
Put that in a box. Put that box inside another box.
It
mail it to yourself.
Oh my god. In like 5 years. But like Lonely is a video that, I mean, a song that I have like a pretty clear idea for. I was also thinking Hey Stranger. But that, I really, really, like, I think I did the mom song justice in its own way. It was good for what it was. Hey Stranger obviously would be a very different vibe. Plus, like, I'm kind of working on rebranding right now. Because, like in, like, the last few months of my last relationship, like, I got noticeably sad.
Yeah.
Like, and people noticed. Like, the carefree, like, bubbly, yappy, like, girl that was just, like, you can hear her before she walks in the fucking room was just, like,
sudden, just, like, mellow,
just blended into the crowd after,
yeah,
and just, like, not, like, and it's sad because it's, like, I didn't want people to worry about me, and, like, they didn't want me to, like, feel smothered, but that, in turn, made them feel bad, and it's, like, I used to be described as, like, I lit up the room, and I let someone who was sucking my energy out of me, like, I became that force for some people that I just brought people down, and not, like, verbally, but just, like, energy-wise, and it's, like, I think I'm getting back to it, but, like, the next record, I'm not going to go too much into detail about it because I also don't know how that's going to pan out. Happy Pan Visibility Day. Look at us.
Just a couple of pan by girlies.
Yes! But
pan,
like,
but just buy to the public.
Oh my god. I'm not explaining that shit. Yeah.
No.
Oh my god.
If my audience doesn't already know the difference.
Maybe.
Read a book.
Read. Google is free, bestie. Also, don't look that up on Google because people aren't always kind on the internet.
Also, don't trust the Google AI.
Oh my, that shit is so crazy.
That's so funny to me. Like, people really thought that it was gonna be helpful. Any
half
of these
the time they're not even answering.
Also, I'm not going to go on Twitter or Facebook or Snapchat to use their AI services. What the hell?
That shit's.
I think I'm gonna go on Instagram
Facebook?
And use the Meta AI. Are you kidding?
No.
What's that for? Who's that for? Who's that
thing,
benefiting?
No, actually, you know what? This is relevant to the EP. So.
Okay, yeah.
Hey Stranger, the cover art, where I'm, like, sitting in a coffee shop. Like, it, the point of Hey Stranger, like, I, like, the lyrics are super cheesy. Like, not in a bad way. Like that was the point. It, like, was supposed to be, like, this cheesy, like, rom-com-esque, like, vibe with, like, some serious lyrics, especially in the bridge, because, like, I'm cheesy and I'm serious. So that's what I wanted the cover art to portray. And I think it did that. But, the way I didn't know how to describe what I wanted to my photographer. So what I did, I went on Canva and I had AI, like, pictures generated. Like, I typed in, girl with curly hair looking outside window with a... And it generated those images, and then I sent those to my photographer so that he could, like, get an idea of what I wanted. And then, like, I think that's the... Like, I know of somebody who straight up uses AI to create his cover art. Bro, you're an artist.
If
hire
edited
artists.
Out, are you able to...
You don't have to... Like, even if it's, like, you know of someone who's trying to get stuff for free for their portfolio, that's totally fine. Like, tip them $10, and, like... But it's, like...
It's not hard.
Have
it's
someone...
Not, it's not expensive.
Credit it. It's really not. It's very weird. Like, oh, don't get me started on, like... Like,
Can I know who it is?
No.
Okay,
sorry.
Heard. Well, I had to ask.
Fair enough, yeah. No, I'm...
Oh.
No. Damn. It's not who you think it is. It's not...
I mean, I kind of figured it wasn't who I was going to initially think of.
Yeah, because it... Like, his cover art isn't great anyway. Actually, I took the picture of Damon's cover art for his first single, which is actually about me. I should have listened. Cut that out because I don't want people streaming his music.
Period. And if you have streamed one of that man's songs...
You owe me, like, 5 streams per
just
song.
Just put the whole EP on loop.
Yes. For... careful, because I got accused of
never
body...
Mind, never mind.
Put it on repeat for, like, 2 hours.
Put the whole EP on a like 30 song playlist and then just put that playlist on loop.
Yes. See? Yes. She gets it.
Yeah.
Pimpala.
Maybe 32 songs. Fuck up the algorithm.
Yeah. Oh my god. The honestly, like that might. Yo, the algorithm is.
Whack.
It's. I'm allowed to say that. Like.
I could. I'm gonna flick you. I'm gonna flick you in the forehead.
Wait, why? What did I do? Wait, what did I do? You have to cut that?
No.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, it's like, that's ableist. And they don't stop coming. I never started with Damon.
I'm gonna beep it.
Fair. Yeah, because that was too funny. Right. Yeah, no, you can't. Yeah.
Oh, random side tangent.
Yes.
Because, again, undiagnosed ADHD over here.
Love that.
Last night when I was bartending a wedding here, you know the song Let's Get It Started? Let's get it started.
I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know that that wasn't the original version of that song?
Really?
Apparently, there was a lot of like pushback because the original lyrics of the song were, let's get R-word it in here.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow!
Well, I didn't know that until the DJ accidentally played the
original
dirty version at the wedding last night and has since been blacklisted.
Okay, but listen. No, free my man.
No, because we all stopped and we said.
But was it an accident?
He had it like it was mixed in with his playlist.
That's
like
really
he had.
Yeah, no, never mind. Don't free my man.
Also, he did a lot of shit wrong last night.
Like what?
He was playing their wrong entrance song. He, didn't have his mic turned on when he was trying to do introductions. He moved his equipment and wasn't playing the music loud enough for them to hear it on the dance floor. He was too afraid of his equipment getting wet because there was, like, the potential rain, which, like, if you're worried about that from the get-go, maybe pack a tent for your shit just in case. So he moved his shit up to like the ups.
Insurance.
Like he moved it up to that deck over there, and the dance floor is that concrete patch over there.
That's. That's he followed his own advice.
Oh my god.
That's wild. I mean, like, did they hire him or did you?
He was actually employed from a like DJ agency, I guess.
By the couple.
By the couple, and there's like a list of preferred DJs that we work with, the ones that we have had like experiences with in the past.
Yeah.
And they picked one, and then he decided like 24 hours before that he was like, never mind. So he sent this guy as a replacement.
That's.
And that DJ that we normally work very well with and regularly with, his name is. I'll cut that out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of him.
What about him?
But like. He was like, I don't know what happened. We're all just like, you employed a jackass. You employed an idiot.
Fuck,
ta-da.
Man.
Ruined this lesbian couple's special day.
Aww.
Right? If it were a hetero couple, I'd been like, damn, that sucks.
Maybe one day I'll get married here. Let's be for real. I'm not getting married. Can I
it's
ask?
It's expensive. It's
can
cute.
Can I ask how much it is to get married here?
Just to shut down the facility for the day, it is, I believe, $15,000.
That's not bad.
But then you also have to pay the bartenders, you have to worry about decorations, you have
so
to
like
get
on average.
Caterers. Oh, I don't know on average. I don't look at those numbers.
Like
making me say, I'm already like, oh, $15,000, absolutely not. Absolutely
yeah,
not.
I mean, fair. It's like, oh my god. Ugh. Yeah, I'm having a backyard wedding. Fuck that.
Yeah, no.
No, you know what I want
to
do?
You're welcome to, like, elope here, though.
What do you mean?
Like, we don't take reservations here. You could just show up with your wedding party. If it's, like, a small, intimate gathering.
Uh-huh.
If you bring, like, 50 people, that's outrageous. But, like, if it's, like, a small, intimate gathering and, like, an elopement, just, like, your nearest and dearest.
Yeah.
Do it.
So, just the thing is, this is, like, my, like, I'm not like other girls. I'm quirky. I'm different. Because I have, like, if I ever get married, which I, like, probably won't because what the fuck, I want, like, that, like, fun, sneaky, like, elopement experience, and I also want the wedding experience. So, like, this is what I said in my last relationship that we would do if it came down to it. It's not happening. Is that we would elope and then, like, have, like, a photographer capture the moments, and, like, it would be super cool. And then, like,
an actual ceremony.
A few weeks later, we announce our engagement, and then a year from the elopement date, that's when we have our wedding, and we'll just be like, actually, this is our anniversary party. We've been married a year.
Okay, that would actually be so, like,
hear me out.
So cunty.
Hear me out.
That'd be so cool.
Hear me out. I'm big brain.
I'm gonna steal that idea.
But do it. You won't. No, it's free. Like,
it's free, yay.
It's free.
I love free shit. I'm broke.
Girl. Don't get me started. I have to move in like 10 days pretty much, and I don't have a place.
Have any of the people that I've sent you responded?
Not really. It didn't really go anywhere. Honestly, yeah. I'm just going to splurge on, like, I'm willing to go up to like 1600 for like a place by myself. Right. And it's like, because I was telling my friend Nadia, I was like, yeah, like, I told her, I was like, this is not me flexing. It's just like, I grossly underestimated how much I was making per month. I could get approved for a $2,000 a month apartment. I'm not going to, because then I'd have to starve, but like, right. I could get approved for that. So like, now I'm like looking at like,
we take care of ourselves.
Yeah, I mean,
we're trying, bro.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling to you.
I know.
Oh, God. No, the way that he was like, yeah, you know what you were doing, yelling when you were flirting with that guy. That's my friend. And I was,
she just is loud. What do you mean?
That's so, yo. And I was the bartenders know that I'm yelling as I walk in the door, because right. I love them. And I miss them.
It's not all about you, sir.
Yo! He called me a narcissist because I like to put my face on my flat. I know. Like, that is so funny.
Comedian, like, not a musician.
He's not even that fucking funny. Like, oh my god.
I never
god,
said a good a, one.
If a white man ever says that he has a dark sense of humor, he doesn't. He's just racist and misogynist.
That's just Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. 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 That was really, yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm a comedian.
Oh my god. A good one, too.
And a good one. And I'm
pretty.
No,
one thing about me. Oh my god, yes. No, you can call me crazy. You can call me petty. You call me a bitch. Like, and to a degree, those have truth to them. You can never call me unfunny. Can't call
We're
me
so funny.
Funny. I'm so
We're
funny.
So funny.
I don't give a fuck. Like, you
we
can
will
say
gag and goop a bitch on sight. Like,
yo. The shit that I say.
The jaw dropping?
Dude, some of my songs, back. They're not like released yet. I got some bars. If I do say so myself.
Not some diss tracks.
The way the eyebrow went up. That was involuntary too. It's fine. I'm not even.
It's fine.
No. I'm fucking insufferable. Yeah. But it's like, maybe I should hit up Gil for. Maybe this is the push I needed. Because it's like, I need to be doing something. Like, I was thinking of doing, like, because I was thinking after the LP is released, like the album, because like I was working on that. Now I think I'm going to put it on hold because I'm going to be spending fucking $1,500 on an apartment. Once the album came out, like, I've released like 5 singles and then an album, like, I was thinking, okay, then I think I'm going to take, like, not a hiatus from music, but a hiatus from recording, because I'm gonna have a lot more like downtime, which means I can focus on other stuff like social media content and booking, and maybe booking like a bigger tour that I've done than I've done. But I was also thinking, like, after, like, even if I take, like, a break from, like, very high-end recording, which I've been doing, maybe just put out, like, an acoustic version of Colors. Like, because it's way less effort, way less money, because I'm not spending as much on production, because there's not much production to be done. It's really just going to be mixing and mastering, and the engineering side of it. So it's, like,
just
that'll
like
be something to hold me over
yeah.
to, like content and like releases. But sorry, what?
Said and making your fingers bleed on the guitar.
Yes, yeah. Precisely. Yeah. Yes. Oh, also in like piano and ukulele. Like I got.
She's multi talented.
No, me? What? I don't even know how to use it.
Stop.
Stop, Mo. You. But, like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of doing. But, like, that's the thing about, like, the whole musician thing. It's, like, honestly, like, I need to start replacing musician with artist. Because it's, like, for a while, I think I was always an artist. But, like, I wasn't, like, an active artist. Because I was really only playing cover stuff. And, like, just the artistry was more of, like, a side thing. And now, so, like, I remember, like, my ex, he would tell me this, like, oh, you're just in it for the money. Like, you don't do it for the artistic purposes. Because you're playing all these cover gigs and you're not playing your original stuff. I'm like, first of all, I'm playing a lot of my original stuff. I had cover gigs, but it's like me making money is why I can fuel my art and put stuff out there. If it was not about the art, then I wouldn't be spending thousands of dollars recording like the stuff the way that I wanted artistically express myself. It's like any way to like knock me down a peg and remind me who's the real musician in this relationship. I don't know if you cut this out, but I don't know if you heard his last song.
No, I didn't. I didn't even try to look it up.
Bro, just, it is, like, he was nagging me from the very beginning of our relationship. He was like, oh, you tricked me. I thought I was dating a musician. I'm really just dating a businesswoman. And, like, I realized that a lot of my negative self-talk about me as a musician comes from that. It's like his voice became my inner voice, and I have to unlearn that now. Someone that I lived with for 7 months who beat me down mentally, emotionally, artistically. There are songs that like now I'm revisiting because he told me they weren't good, and then I would play them in an open mic and people would love them.
The pretentious bullshit in that man's brain.
It's
uncanny.
It's like, I wouldn't even treat a stranger like that. Like, it really boggles my mind. And, like, the fact that, like, he, like, responded to me, to him throwing, like, me saying that he threw me down in the parking lot as, well, did you say how, you took me home and had sex with me right after? And I was like, first of all, we didn't have sex that night. You were wasted. I was scared that you were going to get in your car and drive drunk. And I wanted to start. And I was like, how dumb are you to try to use the fact that I was compassionate towards you after you physically assaulted me against me? You get what, like, first of all, those two things have nothing to do with each other. Both of those things are true. You physically attacked me, and I took you home because I didn't want to see you hurt or arrested.
Because you're a decent human being.
Crazy. And it's like...
That's wild.
And he used that against me as if he ate. Like, oh my god, I dated such a stupid man. It's so embarrassing. Like, it's detrimental to the brand. Like...
One thing about... a cishet white man, he will leave crumbs in the bed, on the plate, down the hall, in the parking lot. He didn't eat. He got full.
He got full of himself. And Like he is digging himself such a deep hole. Cause
it's
like
crazy.
Cause it's like the thing is like anything that I've already looked up like defamation, like in North Carolina. As long as I can prove that I didn't lie about any of the shit that I say, I could literally Yeah, but that's the thing, it's like anything bad that he says about me is either lacking context or simply untrue. So for example, I hit him, but he had a gun. That kind of thing. Anything bad that I say about him, baby, I was raised by my parents. I had to get restraining orders against them. I never delete a screenshot. I never get rid of a receipt. Like, I always know better. You think just because I'm in love with you and I'm dating you for 8 months that I'm going to delete any proof of anything? You think that I won't have proof that you unsent messages on Instagram and then showed them to people as if I was spamming you when you unsent all of your messages in that exchange? To make me look crazy? How do you think that's going to look when those screenshots come out of the actual conversation? You think people are still going to support you? Unfortunately, they will. Because they're too far down the road of supporting him, and they're not going to have the gall to face me after that. I told you. And they didn't believe me, and guess what? Now everyone's fucking going down with him. I'm not protecting anybody anymore. His new girlfriend, who I sent her a picture of the note that he left on my windshield, and she's still with him. It's like, I'm glad he picked you, bitch.
The DeLulu.
Yo, one thing about me, I'm a girl's girl, but I will get so misogynistic with it. Like, oh, I love, I am such a feminist, I hate bitches.
There's a difference. I hate bitches. There's a difference.
Yeah. It's like, you enabling him is going, like, he might kill me. That's like, this is not a joke.
That's not an act of feminism.
It's like the way that I liked her, too. It's an act of a silly goose. God. It's like, yeah, no.
Derogatory.
I warned people that it's like, if you, because he's becoming known as the local drunk starting problems, and then he's starting problems with me in a public. It's like, he is spiraling, his life is going down the drain, and I told people, I was like, he is...
Same kid.
That's my birth control for the day. But, like, I told people that, like, yeah, like, he is on his way to destroying his own name in the music scene. You do not want to be associated with him when that happens. Because guilt by association, especially in this scene, is a huge fucking thing. And at the time, I didn't realize that I was going to be the one to blow the whistle on him on all this. I warned you, now you're going down with him. Everybody is going to, like, everything's coming out. Yeah, no, I've fucking had enough. Like, it takes so much more energy for me. It has taken so much more energy for me to stay quiet about things, knowing what's being said, because I know that me, just a brown woman, like, in Charlotte, who is considered the Taylor Swift of Charlotte, writing about all her exes, because that's all that is, like, talked about, versus like cosplaying poor white man with long hair and an Aussie linen complex. Like, I knew that it was his word against mine.
With
who was
Canva
going to win?
Cover art.
Huh?
With Canva cover art.
Oh my god. You know, you saw that. But it's like, I knew that it
wasn't
going to help.
I say that as if the cover art for my podcast isn't Canva, but I put my heart and soul into it. I threw my pussy into that petty podcast.
Oh my god. I love you.
Love you too.
But it's like, I honestly, like, I didn't do this intentionally, but, like, I think I played it perfectly, because I was just letting him spew lie after lie after lie, and just letting him, like, dig his own grave, not knowing that I have all of the evidence, and finally, I'm... Tell
we
all,
love a
like,
folder.
Oh.
We love a folder.
Baby girl.
We love files.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the fact that, yeah. Like, oh, so much is going to be coming out in the next few days. Like, I know it. And, like, yo, I wish.
Not you, like, Lisa Vanderpump pulling out
who's
the
that?
Printed off shots of the screenshots.
Who's Lisa Vanderpump?
Have you ever. I don't know how to explain this.
I'll Google it.
I will, yeah.
God.
Yep.
It's honestly just, like, nice to be back.
You ever watched the channel Bravo?
I didn't have a childhood. I don't know if you could tell from the long song.
Silly bitch.
Who, me? Yeah. It's like my whole thing. It's like my brand.
But there was this thing where, in one of, like, I think it was, like, one of the Housewives things. I don't know if she's, like, part of, like, the Real Housewives group, or she's got, like, her, it's just, like, her own show, but, she was having a conversation with somebody, and they were like, I didn't say that. And Lisa Vanderpump pulls out, she printed off screenshots that she
took. The way I did that.
And she was like, then explain this. And, like, handed them, like, paper.
She's so real for that.
The amount of money that she must have for that printer ink. Ugh. Also for, like,
that's such
her
a
millions
serve.
Of dollars. But, like, huh? Also for, like, her millions of dollars, because she owns, like, a lot of, like, high-end
Fair.
Restaurants. But,
yeah.
Like, pop off.
So cute. Yeah. Never mind. I'm too young. I just heard.
It can't happen to me on accident, so that's cool.
No. The way. No, Coco, you don't understand. Earlier, I was about to message you.
We're talking about
you.
Children.
Huh?
We're talking about children. Audio description for the viewers.
Oh,
the
yes.
Continue.
I forgot.
Heard.
Yeah. Go for the game.
Bless our hearts.
Bless.
How are you feeling?
Good. I'm good. A little drained. Fair. That was a lot. It's good to just hang out with people. But, like, I don't know, I haven't seen in a while. Because, like, this is not something that was, like, I definitely lost myself in the relationship. And, like, I just want him to leave me alone. I was going to leave him alone. I was going to leave him alone. My friends knew it.
And then he didn't leave you alone.
But he's acting as if he is. And it's like, please move on. And he's like, I've already met someone. I have been moved on. You left a love note on my windshield a week ago while your new girlfriend was with you. Just because you found someone doesn't mean you've moved on.
Two separate things.
I've moved on and I haven't had to find anyone to do that.
Some people are dependent. And Delulu. And stupid. Some people just got more dollars and cents, I tell you what.
Dude. Triggered. I haven't lived here long enough to be used to that shit.
Sorry, I'm a transplant from the Midwest.
You're fine. How long have you and Benji been? Like almost a year.
We actually just passed our year mark. It was the Saturday right before Mother's Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
It was.
I'm going to sleep on the highway.
No, you won't.
And I have albums to record. And I have to outlive Damon. Shouldn't take that long, honestly. Dude, no, it's really bad. He's really bad. And it's like, I felt bad for him.
Maybe reality will hit him like a freight train. Or maybe he'll get hit by a freight train.
Oh, no. Honestly, oh, no. Like...
Our table, it's broken. Oh no, our door, it's broken. Sorry.
Oh no, our too self-esteem.
Soon? It's broken.
No, it's not too soon. Yo, have you met me, bitch? Please. Let's be for real for a minute.
I figured. That's why I make these jokes.
I appreciate it. And it's like, I'm very similar in the way, like, personal questions. Like, someone, like, the other day was like, oh, and like... Tell me if this is, like, I mean, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. And I was like, no, you can ask me whatever you want. If, like, I don't want to answer, I'll just tell you I don't want to answer.
And you didn't answer when I asked you something earlier, and that's perfect.
Yeah,
it's exactly. A boundary. Oh, we love
exactly.
A boundary.
Oh,
yeah,
it.
No, these chairs will fall off.
Fuck me. Okay, oh, my God.
Careful. Girl, that's crazy.
So crazy. Have we been recording the entire time?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
God. I don't even remember what I said.
What, for like the past hour?
Yeah. No, for the last half hour.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I feel like I, like, kicked the table a bunch of times. I don't know if it'll pick up on that.
It, like, rocked back and forth a little, but it's, like, I've been watching the audio feed the whole time. It hasn't been crazy. It only ever, like, really picks up when we start talking.
Cool.
Yeah. There's obviously, like, a lot of, like, background noise, but that's totally fine because we're still louder than the background noise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
we're right here.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to this very special garden episode of the Petty Podcast. I've been so thankful to host the Miss Val Mirza.
Did you almost forget my name?
No.
Okay, it looks like you hesitated. Never mind, continue.
No. That's just like, my face. My face is fair. Just hesitation.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's real.
I had to figure out, like, what exact words I wanted to say goodbye. Because
that's
I was
valid.
Like, I also want to plug your social media. And I didn't know if I wanted to, like, do that first. I just heard somebody break a glass. That's fine. It's not my problem.
You're
I'm not on the clock.
Right now.
Exactly. But, Miss Val, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Oh my gosh. Hi. So, Instagram, Facebook, if you're into that kind of thing, it's Val Mirza Music. That is VALMERZA Music. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, anywhere that you can stream music. I am on there. I have an entire EP out and, three singles out, one that is not on the EP, and I just released a music video, and you can check that out on youtube.com/@valmirzamusic. Look at me, like, oh, I'm getting better at this.
Look at you rattling off your everything, your findable information.
Yeah.
And don't you worry, I'll be able to tag a lot of that information and a lot of those links in our description.
Gang. It doesn't make sense for you.
It doesn't make sense for me.
Sense for
no,
you.
I don't even know what it means.
I don't even know what
I'm
it means.
I'm just a girl.
You're literally...
But again, thank you so much. And everybody, we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Not you having to be last.